I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
On Bay 93.9, we have a special guest who actually likes this song.
It's his play on music. It's going to follow him wherever he goes today.
Who would have thought?
Simon Lovett from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, formerly Goggle Boxer, is on the blower this time around. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, guys. Farah, what a song. That song will put you in a good mood, even if you hate it. You just can't. It's the best. I love it.
So are you you got your ear pods on? Is it in the car? Where are you listening to it? Why is it your favourite?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's just this big earworm, and whenever I listen to it, before it plays, I always get a mood check on everyone. Give me a mood score out of 10,
yeah,
and then I check afterwards, and it always, it's worth 2 mood points.
It's worth time. 2 mood points.
I love that.
Mate, we have really enjoyed watching you on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. For anyone that's missed your foray into television, I read this morning that you and Adam were at a pub when you got asked to be on television the first time on Gogglebox. Is that true?
That is true. Yeah, that is true. We're at the Turf Club Hotel in Flemington with about 10 of our friends, and a casting person for Gogglebox came up and said to the whole group, "Hey guys, we think we've got a show. We think you'd be great." And we'd been drinking for a long time, and we said, "We don't really think that's a good idea." And we probably didn't use those words, but then the next day, Adam sent me a text and said, "What do you reckon about this show?" And I said, "If you do all of the administration, I will go on the show with you."
There's always,
he did.
Yeah.
So we did.
There's always one lazy friend. How do you two know each other? Was it uni, school, just mates for life, or?
Yeah, so we met at uni. So yeah. We're at uni at Melbourne Uni, which is just right near Flemington, right where the Turf Club is. So it was a short walk.
Nice.
Well, sadly, it seems like you're only in this so briefly. You've been ejected. What will you remember from your time? What will be the thing that will stay with you?
Oh, I think the whole kind of camp, where it is, it's incredible. The camp's unbelievable. It's in the middle of nowhere. Like, it's just, you can only get there by foot. You have to walk in, trees everywhere, 40 metres high, proper palms. It's pretty surreal. You just kind of sit around, and the running joke was that it could be a 5-star Airbnb, but it could also be a 1-star, just depending on how much food you've got. So, yeah, the camp was impressive.
So, mate, Simon, is the biggest thing that people are hungry all of the time, though? There's only rice and beans, there's porridge. What was the food like?
Mate, every meal was delicious. It was dinner by Sasnich every night. And he's a master in the kitchen. Mm. So he was turns out braised meats are the way to go in the jungle. But then throughout the day, you only get rice and beans for lunch and then a bit of porridge for breakfast. So, but I mean, I don't eat that much. So I was actually okay.
Yeah.
I kind of maybe sustained. And because we went in late. I think if you get into that third week,
yeah,
that's when it starts to really rock you. And that's where the other guys came down, I think.
When you got thrown into the swamp and you finally got to a hotel where you could, you know, have a shower, what was the first thing you did eat? Like, what did you order?
What did I have? I don't think I could even eat on the first night.
Yeah.
It was all kind of a bit of adrenaline. But then the next morning, maybe like smashed avocado or something,
nice.
Something posh that'll keep me from buying a house.
Yeah, that's like it. That. That's it.
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Ejectee, Simon Lovett on the Bay Morning Crew this morning. Simon, your mate Adam is reportedly just devastated and distraught at your ejection. You guys have such a special relationship. How is he going to do in there without you?
Mate, hopefully terribly, so that the duo has to stay together.
Yeah.
So people realise that we come as a package. But no, I think he'll kill it. He's built for that. He's a social butterfly. He's happy to chat to anyone about anything. He'll be absolutely fine.
Because it was a frosty start, wasn't it? Well, you guys came in because you'd said a lot of stuff about celebrities. Who did you cane the most on Gogglebox that was in the jungle?
I reckon it was Colin Fastich on MKR.
Yeah.
And because of who Colin is, I mean, we've all seen him on the show. He's just the loveliest guy. But then he'll switch and be like, "Mate, I'll burn your house down if you say anything." We're like, "Yeah, no worries. I completely believe that you would."
He is. Yeah, he's giving it to Pauline at the moment. As a chef, he's got her marching around. Mate, just finally before you go, we know you don't know who wins. We know that. But who do you feel could take out the crown of the jungle in Australia this year?
I thought Tony Perrin early on.
Yep.
But I think, either her or Grant, I think.
Mm.
Grant's, mate, he's a professional. He's and he's won a popularity contest before. So
yeah.
if it's voted, audience voted,
yeah.
It'll be Grant.
He's certainly aware of the cameras, isn't he, Grant? He's always got stories to tell, does Grant Denyer?
He knows. He's lived a life.
Mate, it was wonderful to see you in the jungle with your mate, Adam. What's next for you before you go? Is there anything else in the pipelines? You aren't goggle boxing anymore. So what will you do now all that's over?
Yeah, so we're still doing our podcast, The Adam and Simon Show, after everyone's finished listening to Million Ferg. You guys you can flick on over, podcast, catch it anytime.
You're a pro.
So we're doing some Ask Me Anythings at the moment. So if anyone's got any jungle questions on Instagram, you can just get on and just write in and... We've been answering them the last 3 weeks, so we'll probably do that maybe another 2 weeks or so.
Nice.
And then we're actually doing some regional trips with Empty Esky and then Canadian Club as well. So they're sending us off to promote some regional tourism. We were up in Rutherglen and Yarrawonga last week, and we go to Tassie tomorrow.
Oh,
and then somewhere else, regional Victoria the week after. I don't think the trip's been planned yet.
Good on you,
Simon. Just to get some tourism back to those sites after COVID and the bushfires last year, and it's about kind of getting back out to those places and investing in those communities and really kind of making that tourism bring it back, I suppose.
Good on you.
Well, Australia wants to keep seeing you guys. You are great. We really enjoyed your time in the jungle on I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Bay Summer Morning Crew. Simon, love it.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.